much each one of us has some big dream for our lives woven into our DNA by God. But sometimes, when we expect those closest to us to be excited and supportive, they're anything but. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we take another look at the big dream for your life. It's great to be with you again today. You know, this week and next week, we're doing something really exciting. I'm excited by the teaching that we're having on the program over these next 2 weeks. We are looking at the dreams in our lives. What's the dream that God's planted in your life? Are you living that dream? Or is it maybe a lost and forgotten dream? Or is it maybe a dream that your heart burns after, but somehow you're stuck in a rut, you're stuck in a comfort zone? Sometimes we have a dream. We step out of our comfort zone through an invisible wall of fear that often accompanies our dream. And on the other side, in that zone between our comfort zone and our dream, in that borderland, we can find bullies, people who don't want us to live out God's big dream for our lives. Bruce Wilkinson, in his book, The Dream Giver, calls them border bullies. I wonder, who are the border bullies in your life? Jesus knew what dream God had put in his heart. He knew that he was on this earth to love people, to show people what God is like through his words and through his actions. But Jesus also knew that he was put on this earth to die on a cross to pay for our sins. He was telling his disciples about that second part one day. You can read about it in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. It goes like this. Jesus began to show his disciples that he would have to go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and on the third day rise again. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Lord, God forbid that this should happen to you." Isn't that interesting? Jesus, the Son of God, has a dream that God has put in his heart. For as long as Jesus can remember, he has been the Son of God. And for as long as Jesus could remember, Jesus the boy, Jesus the teenager, Jesus the young man, for as long as he could remember, he knew that he would have to go to the cross to die a grisly and an ugly death to pay for my sins and your sins. Now, we have the benefit of looking back on 2,000 years of history and looking back and saying, well, I understand why Jesus had to go and do that. I understand that my sins are forgiven because Jesus paid the price for me on the cross. Peter, on the other hand, Peter did not have that benefit. Peter was living a life where he was following Jesus around in ministry. And he saw Jesus Christ do some amazing things. He saw him bring people back to life. He saw him heal lepers. He saw him heal blind people. He saw Jesus rebuke the religious establishment for their hypocrisy. He saw Jesus teach people with the amazing power of God's word. So why does Peter take Jesus aside and say, "Lord, I'm going to rebuke you. You can't be talking like this. This is not positive words coming out of your mouth. This is not the way I expect it to be." Why does Peter take Jesus aside and rebuke his Lord? Is it that Peter doesn't want Jesus to do God's will? Well, I don't think that's what motivates Peter here. The thing that motivates Peter is that Jesus' dream of going to a cross is a radical one. And you know something? It threatens Peter's own comfort zone. All of Peter's hopes and dreams for the future are wrapped up in this Jesus. Peter's like us. We never want to take a step backwards to go 3 steps forward. We never want to suffer pain. We never want to struggle. And so when Jesus is talking about suffering and dying and rising again on the third day, Peter's thinking, well, if that happens to Jesus, what's going to happen to me? Well, what's going to happen to my comfort zone? I have all these plans. I have plans to be with Jesus all the time. If one of these things happens, what's going to happen to me? Isn't that often the way with those who are closest to us? We have a dream. We have a dream to do something that's radical, that's different, that doesn't fit with other people's concepts of who we are or what their relationship is with us. And we talk about our dream. We talk about the dream to become a teacher. We talk about the dream to become a nurse. When I was a little kid, I talked to my mother about the dream that I had to become a minister. Didn't quite know what a minister was, but I had that dream. And she said to me, "Oh, Bernie," she said, "you won't become a minister. You won't be able to get married," because I grew up in a Catholic household. Now, it wasn't that she wanted to push me down. It wasn't that she wanted to throw cold water on me. But it didn't fit with her concept of what her son would grow up to be. So when we share our dreams and our hopes for the future with those who we love, when those who we love don't exactly jump up in support, but on the other hand, they point out the risks and they stand and they try and stop us, it really helps to understand a couple of things. Because we expect those people who love us, those who are our closest friends, our closest allies, we expect them to support us. And when they don't, it hurts. So we need to understand a couple of things. The first thing is this. What's their motivation? Why is it that they stand against our dream? If anyone's going to bully us, if anyone's going to oppose our dream, shouldn't it be someone who we don't know? Shouldn't it be someone out there somewhere? It certainly shouldn't be my wife. It certainly shouldn't be my parents. It shouldn't be my best friend, but sometimes it is. What motivates them? Well, I believe it's the same as with Peter. They look at you and your dream doesn't fit with their concept. When we talk about stepping out of our comfort zone, it rattles other people's comfort zones. It's the point that Wilkinson makes in his book, The Dream Giver. People get uncomfortable when they see someone close to them walking out of their comfort zone, just like Peter. Jesus was talking about doing something that was outside Peter's comfort zone. It was more than that. It actually threatened Peter's own life and existence because he was afraid that he would be persecuted. He was afraid that he would be crucified too. So the first thing is, when the people closest to us don't support us in our dream, it's not because they don't love us. Most of the time, it's not that at all. It's because when we talk about leaving our comfort zones, it shakes their comfort zone up. The second point that Wilkinson makes in his book, The Dream Giver, which I totally agree with, is this. Some of their concerns will help us along our way. They see the things that we can't see. They point out the risks that we can't see. You know what we can do? We can take their wisdom, we can take their insight, and we can put them in our travel bag to use later. Often, other people's criticisms can be used to sharpen our focus, to shape our dream. Isn't that wonderful? When we're talking about border bullies, there's one person in my life, and perhaps in your life, that stands in a class of their own. If you are married, as I am, then your husband or your wife stands in a class of their own. When I was dreaming the dream to leave a high-paying consulting job for the risk of a ministry which involved radio and internet and media, we were excited, my wife and I. And some days we were scared. And you know what happened? One day she was excited, and that same day I might be scared. And the next week I might be excited, and she's scared. It was really interesting to see how we went through the excitement and the fear thing at different times. You know what happens? Sometimes the enemy uses that to pull us apart. Sometimes the enemy tries to use that to stop us from following our dreams. But we came to a decision. This was a dream for both of us. We both had to be a part of this. And so we decided to let God bring us closer together rather than let the devil pull us apart. Your big dream, what is it? Have you embraced it yet? Will you step out of your comfort zone to follow the dream that God has put in your heart? And when those border bullies come, as they inevitably do, will you love them and keep on with your dream? Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.